that blunt bus.
All right, yeah. All right, so what's been going on?
Man, I've been chilling. Just finishing up school. Trying to finish up this album, finish mixing, and get the promotion cranking.
So where you think y'all are at right now in terms of the mixing is almost done?
Yeah, I mean, we only have 4 songs to do to mix. Then, you know, like connectors and skits, you know.
Right.
But after that, mastering is like a day or two. And then we just want to press up. I mean, the single's coming out on Big Daddy, you know.
In what, a week or two?
Yeah, it should be out hella soon. On vinyl and all that kind of shit.
So after that gets mixed down and it's mastered, what's the next step after that?
I guess we have to put together all our work and everything. See their spot, see if we need to drop another single or if we should just drop the album. Because time is, you know, ticking.
So you're still looking at a summer release, basically?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sometime? I mean,
yeah.
And promotion's starting to finally get cranking now, right?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of magazine articles. We're going to be in Rap Pages. We're going to be in 4080. This lady from Vibe just called me. So it's starting to move. I've been trying to get a little buzz going as far as in the industry tip, calling press and stuff like that, calling a couple radio fools that I know, and just get it going. I'm not looking for, I just want fools to know it's there, you know?
Right.
I'm not really tripping if every is played all the time or even played at all, really. I'm like, I want fools to buy it and know it's out there to be purchased, you know?
Has it been easier for you or perhaps for the crew to work independently as opposed to with a record label? Has there been any differences?
I mean, the only difference is you depend a lot on charity. And, because, I mean, it's real expensive recording a record. And, I mean, you depend a lot on more hard work, I guess. All you got to do when you're on the label is rap, you know?
Right.
Make some beats. Really, you know, that's it. But now everybody has a job, you know, and has to put money towards the album and is trying to get on the t-shirts and all this kind of stuff so that we are so everything's straight, you know, like we're actually working. So it's like it's more work now, but it's more fulfilling because you're working for yourself.
Right.
Whereas before, there was the illusion you're working for yourself, but you're working for someone else.
So you think it's been beneficial for the entire crew as a whole?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's brought us together, you know, hella more than we were at the point when we all were getting paid and everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just because we have to rely upon each other to do everything, you know? There's no outside. There's nobody you can call on the outside. It's pretty much all of us, you know? You know how it is.
Yep. So what can we as fans be expecting next?
Just the fat single, the Who remix, you know, 2 different vibes, then the After Dark. Hopefully we have a video for After Dark, some crazy. Then probably the album will drop after that with maybe You Never Knew is our next single or something like that. And we'll definitely probably come out with video and all that kind of stuff for that. But just watch out. Ask for us, request us in your record stores and request us at... For shows, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really even tripping if our never get played on the radio, we never get played in the video store, I mean on the video channels. If y'all come to the show and if y'all pick up the album, we'll be able to continue making music, you know?
Now just to clarify, because I get a lot of email regarding this question, the album will be available in retail stores such as The Wall.
Yeah, the album is going to come out like a normal album.
See, now everybody listen.
It's going to be better distributed than, say, 92 Infinity, for instance.
Okay. Because that's been one of the top questions that we get sent into the email.
No, we're trying to get it to everybody. And for those who don't, there's mail order, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like, that's the whole point of having that, is that there's nobody that's not going to be able to get service, you know?
Since you brought that up, what can heads expect next for the online store?
All right, in the online store, we got this tape by DJ June 22nd, the infamous Hyro B-Sides and Hard to Find tape, just a fat mix tape, where it's just all the B-Sides that we had on wax from the first 5 albums Hieroglyphics put out and all those singles off of their albums. And it's 25 songs. What else is coming out? I don't know. We're working on some gear, you know. What else is coming out? We got the new digitally remastered Hyrule OD.
Which happens to
be 7. You know, yeah, with the new cover and everything.
Right.
So check that out. Let's see. We got all types of stickers. I think we're going to touch on the stickers. Those will be real cheap and everything. And I don't know. I don't want to say too much because I don't want to be wrong. You know.
Right.
But that's all the stuff is definitely coming. Check out Hyrule Oldies Part 2 is finished. We're just waiting because they're just going to age in like a fine wine type. You know. So we got to let that sit for a second.
Only
hey,
the
I'm
best.
Tripping. We got Turkey and Dressing coming
oh,
out.
Oh, shit. Yeah, a lot
this
of buzz.
A single by Big Cash.
Casual. Casual's been generating a lot of energy.
Yeah. So check that out. It's probably going to be like an EP or a little four-song single, like 97 Live. And then also we got something coming out by The Pros. You know, just a little underground thing for you to check out, chew on before this album comes out, probably just see where he's coming from, because on the album we're coming as Hieroglyphics, you know.
Right.
When we're separate, that's when we do our own separate thing. But when we join together, we're trying to do it as a crew. And then we got some other stuff coming out that I just want to keep on the hush.
On the hush.
But it's going to be fantastic.
Cool, cool.
You have 5 minutes remaining.
2 minutes.
I just got, the lady just told me I had 5 minutes remaining on the card. So we got that on tape. I didn't hear what you asked, though.
I said, what's up? I was just saying, what was up?
Nothing. So, any last words to all the heads online?
I'd say, check it out. Thanks for supporting. Keep on doing it because y'all are keeping us alive out here. We're going to continue to make slamming music. Check out the album. It's some whole different tip. It's some brand new music. Hope y'all like it. Big up to Stinky, you know what I'm saying, the web master. And just keep supporting, man. We're going to be there soon, definitely.
This has been a Hyrule Online exclusive interview with Tajay of the Souls of Mischief and Hieroglyphics crew.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, y'all.
No problem, man.